Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, John.
Hey, James.
What's up?
Me, Bailey.
Pete, what?
I said me, Bailey.
Me, Bailey.
Barely.
Oh, okay.
I'm barely. Barely awake.
Holy, it's foggy out. Yeah, I was on a storm of. It's really foggy. Holy shit. Of whatchamacallit, memes there. Did you see them all?
Yeah, I saw you posted them. Yep.
Yeah.
I like the Yoda one. I shared that one.
Yeah, I got that the other day. I put it up in, on 9/11, The Biggest Lie. So I put up the movie. And, did you watch it?
No, I didn't get around to it. Tomorrow.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I don't know, this is weird. It's so foggy, I can't even see, like, across the lawn. with a taste of aluminum. it's on the ground, so, because, like, I can see it straight up, but, anyway. So, welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton. This is John Doerr. How's it going, John?
Good, James. Good to be back with you.
Good to be with you. So, yep. Putin is looking like the savior. He's like our hero.
Yeah, right.
We're so sick of our governments that Putin looks like the good guy.
Yeah. That's what they want you to think.
Some motorbike driver.
Prop dust are going by.
Yeah, right. a guy on a motorbike. Taking it easy down this road because it's fucking so foggy. Anyways, do you want to vent? What do you have to say?
This whole Russian Putin thing and the Chinese and the Iranian troops going in with them is definitely, you know, part of the plan, I believe.
I believe
America is being set up to look like the villain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arming, funding, and training non-terrorist groups.
Mm-hmm.
To basically cause civil unrest and civil wars, to overthrow countries and regimes. This is the work of the CIA and Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saudis and other, villainous
treacherous
groups.
Evil.
Right. Down the line.
Yeah.
And this is all part of the New World Order plan. People should be very wary of, you know, events that are happening because it's a recipe for massive escalation. I just read Zbigniew Brzezinski is quoted as saying that Obama should retaliate in the face of all these Russian attacks on their, you know, paid-for terrorists.
Yeah.
you know, it's so fake and phony. It's like a really bad soap opera script.
Exactly. That's what you said earlier. It's all part of the script.
Right. That's what it is. And people are falling for it because of the whole emotional thing that, you know, Russia and Putin are coming in to, you know, straighten out all America's mistakes. And, you know, they're setting people up to think that, you know, the Middle East and all the conflicts there are somehow going to be straightened out now by the Russians and the Chinese and I think the exact opposite is going to happen, and it's going to inflame into an even greater conflict, equaling basically World War III eventually. Those are my feelings on it. I don't fall for any of their fucking shit. They're all elitists. They're all from the same bloodlines around the world. And they control the world. And they control world politics. And the war is going on. And, you know, the Russia getting involved is nothing but bad news. And the Chinese right behind them. You know, it's just trouble waiting to happen. It's my personal view on it. And I don't believe it, any of it for a second. It's all scripted and all fucking lies. Part of the course for the whole fucking trip since before 9/11, you know. For, you know, the whole fucking American system since it's been created. It's all bullshit and deception. To milk the people and fucking deceive the people. And get them to labor and work and pay for the elite basically taking over the fucking planet. Yeah, and their opulence and their fucking, you know, high in their fucking ivory white towers.
And what about the hospital bombing there?
Well, yeah, that basically adds to my theory. Basically, you know, it's further demonizing America as a whole and the American forces, American military. You know, to me, it seems like they're trying to make the American armed forces now look like, you know, babbling idiots and buffoons that, you know, bomb Doctors Without Borders hospitals, you know, for a half hour with fucking, you know, giant bombs, you know. I mean, it's just so blatantly, stupidly obvious.
Yeah. I'm sorry to laugh,
I mean, you know, God rest the souls of the people that perished. How many, like 30 people or 20 people got killed or 10 and 30 people injured?
One of them was a Nobel Peace Prize laureate.
Right. So
Obama.
One Nobel Peace Prize winner murdering another one with bombs.
Yeah.
How fucking poignant.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just like fucking laughable, man. It's insanity. It's pure insanity. And the fact that people fall for this shit shows how fucking badly deceived they are and how fucked up their brains are. And they're not working right. They have no common sense and no fucking common decency and morals anymore. Everybody's just like fucking brain dead and numb to the whole fucking thing. And everybody's just watching it like a TV show at this point. When the exact opposite should be true. You should be getting involved. You should be fucking screaming at your politicians to fucking get out of these fucking countries and fucking help the homeless, starving fucking children in your own countries. And veterans and everything else and all the fucking ills of your own homeland. You know, the U.S. Constitution states very clearly no foreign entanglements. And, you know, they put it in there for a reason. Because this is what happens. And it's being done on purpose to kill America. It's weakening America. It's weakening its military forces. And, you know, it's like, you know, a lumberjack chipping away at a tree. Eventually it's going to fall.
Well, yeah.
You stretch things too thin, you know, eventually they snap.
And
that's what's doing. That's, you know, that's my take on it, basically, in a nutshell. I believe America is being, you know, set up for the fall.
Right. It always was and always will be.
Right.
There's only one saving grace, is that...
the people.
If people, like, snap out of it.
Right. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah, like, sooner or
later. Fight the government. You know, the Constitution, sorry to interrupt, the Constitution outlines that if the government fucking, you know, fucks up and is fucking tyrannical and, you know, turning rogue, the Constitution allows you the absolute right to pick up your fucking guns and confront them and fucking kill them. That hasn't changed since, you know, the day the Constitution was written. And I thoroughly believe in it because this government doesn't represent me in any way, shape, or form or anybody else really in America. It represents an elite agenda that is totally rogue.
Yep.
And terroristic, violent, tyrannical, whatever you want to call it. It's fucking evil. I'm sick of looking at it, listening to it, watching it. It's disgusting. And that's probably part of the plan, too. They want to incite this side of the pond, too. You know, they want the people up in arms eventually. So they can, you know, unleash all their secret technologies on us.
Yep.
And all that goes with that, martial law, et cetera, you know, down the line. So, yeah, fun times. Great. Wonderful.
Well, you know what I've been saying,
you know,
is...
But you got to stay, you know, optimistic and keep your head about you and your common sense, you know, and to be alert and informed. And now is the time, you know, more than ever to accumulate real truth about what's going on and what's being carried out in all our names by these insane, freaking evil parasites that are trying to take over the world through lies and deception. Excuse me. And, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good summing up of things. I mean, you always know what's going on. You're not sort of fooling around. You're not wasting time.
I know.
To the point. So that's why I like talking to you. I always tell you that I like talking to you. I think a lot of people like listening to you as well. And consequently, as for my radio shows, I think a lot of people pay attention to you.
I hope they do, because I speak the truth from my heart and from my knowledge. That's when people, you know, that's the underlying ace in the hole is the people themselves. When, you know, America finally does wake up, and I pray to God every day that it does, it'll end. Because, you know, once the American people, you know, get their train rolling down the track, there ain't no fucking elites ever going to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it comes down to bloodshed and all of that, then so be it. It's gone on for way too long, and it's probably, it has to come down to that at this point. Because they're so egotistical and think, you know, they've gotten away with so much that their egos get away from them, you know. They're driven by their egos. And so, you know, you tell them to stop, they'll just say, fuck you, and laugh in your face. And, you know, that's the time to, you know, confront them physically, in my point of view. That's where I'm at, basically. Sorry.
No. You.
But that's the truth. That's the God's honest truth. And that's what everybody's scared of. And you know what? Stop calling yourself an American if you're scared of that, because that's why you're called an American. Mm. And other countries, Canadian, you know, free Western nations. When your countries go fucking apeshit, you're supposed to stand up to them and put them in check.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. Nothing to be scared of.
What I want to contemplate with you now is about what's next.
One more thing. Doing that is far better and noble than, you know, dying for lies and deceit and the profit of the few while they grind you into a meat grinder and throw pennies at you. Okay, next subject.
Well, okay, so today they threw... not a wild card, but they played a card. They're like, let's bomb a hospital. So we look bad and stupid and incompetent, and it's to add to the pile of, you know, growing hatred toward the U.S. It's toward the end that is the government of the U.S., not the people.
It's also doing it to the American people as well here, you know.
Well, then, yeah, you have...
It's intentionally to fuel dissent in the American people. That's why I think these shenanigans are taking place now. You know, because it's so convenient. I mean, you know, a couple days ago, Putin starts bombing, and all of a sudden, you know, we bomb a hospital. You know, it's just like, you know.
It's so,
I know children that could lie better than these freaking people at this point.
Well, I wonder...
And make more convincing stories.
Let's spice it up. I mean, my friend Steve said, you know, children could analyze the Twin Towers not being hit by an airplane.
Right.
Simply because it looks like cartoons.
Right,
and,
exactly. And children are smarter than most adults.
Well,
be blatantly honest.
They're
brainwashed.
Point.
Right. The children are still pure inside. their hearts and their souls and their minds.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're in tune.
Right. They're still more in tune with nature and what's right, you know, natural law. That's, you know, basically what, you know, I try to convey and what we talk about is just, you know, common sense, you know, natural law, you know,
right.
Which is,
you know,
what's right
it.
And what's wrong. You know, it's what this all comes down to. And all the deception, the propaganda and all the rest of it, you know, all the lies and deceit is to make you believe the exact opposite from what is right and real. In my view, at least.
Well, your view is similar to a lot of people that are, if not similar, like exactly the same as a lot of people
uh-huh.
that are awake. So,
right.
I mean, I think you're awake. You exhibit all kinds of understanding and compassion, care and responsibility, and blah 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 blah. So that's, you know, that's being awake. It doesn't have to be seeing a third eye, or but it does
right.
need to be. That's like a super special kind of thing that happens to
yep.
not everybody. I mean, you have to seek that, but the rest of it is all. It's not just common sense. It's like reverting to innocence and
right. Well, see, this
being
is
responsible.
Yeah, these people, the elites, they tend to. Once you watch them over time, they can that they tend to complexify everything. You know, make it chaotic and very hard to understand.
Yeah. Well,
and in a sense, you have to get back to simplistic, you know, analyzation to really cut through all their bullshit and get to the root of the given situation, whatever it is, to analyze it correctly and to apply common sense to it, you know. That's the way I view things, because that's their pattern over, you know, long periods of time. They complexify and in other words, make every situation very chaotic and hard to understand for the average person, and also the attention span of the average person, you know, to research this stuff would take way more time than majority of people are willing to part with these days, and they know that. So that's
right.
That's the reason why they complexify everything and make it so chaotic and hard to understand and, you know, deep and, you know, washed over with so many lies on top of lies, so it's so hard to figure out, because they know the majority of people just give up and fucking say fuck it
mm-hmm.
and not think about it, which is the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Well, remember,
the more
Doug
they
said,
the more they fuck with you, the harder you're supposed to outthink them and fucking fuck them at their own game, because it's all lies and bullshit.
Yeah. See, Doug said you don't make predictions, but you can go, if they do this, then we'll do this. If they do this, then we'll do this. Else,
right.
We'll do this.
In the shorter term.
Programming.
Yeah.
You go through the logic of what they're doing, because
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't just say they will bomb this place just for fun, you know, or maybe they would. You know, that's
right.
The thing. We got to put ourselves
yeah.
in their head. And
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at, is like, what's coming next, you think? Like, how far off is this brutal false flag, do you think? I mean, I know it's soon. Don't ask me how. I know it's
mm-hmm.
coming.
Right.
Is relative. It's I would say before the election next year, and I had indications that it would happen this year.
Right.
But
well, we still got a couple months left, so you never know.
Yeah.
It could happen tomorrow.
It could, and so I still say, you know, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. If they do want retaliation,
mm-hmm.
That's what it's sort of like a puzzle and
mm-hmm.
the mindset.
Well, you have to take into consideration they're well aware of the fact that they're losing people, you know, in the droves, you know, the people are waking up to their lies and deception, where it's almost going to force them into a massive event, whatever you want to, you know, false flag, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, in America or wherever, you know, England or wherever it may be, and whatever it may, you know, kind of event it is, you know, their stupidity is going to force them into more violent, you know, actions to regain further control of the people that they're losing. Because everybody, you know, a lot of people are asleep, but, you know, in my view, I see a lot of people are awake at the same time. Mm-hmm. And a lot more people are aware. And, you know, I think they're just not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe there's a lot, you know, I hope and pray that there's a lot more people that are actually awake than, you know, you can actually see, like, online or whatever, you know. Because I, you know, I talk to people at my job and stuff, and I got this one kid, he's 21 years old, you know, I work with. And, you know, we get into it, like, in lunchtime and stuff. I start telling him stuff, and he's just like, you know, come on, man. And, you know, I tell him, hey, you know, pull out your phone. And he's looking it up, Googling it, and he goes, oh, shit, you're right, you know. And I start connecting the dots for him, and he's just, you know, and he's a young kid. He's 21, and he's, you know, just standing there listening to me. He goes, you know, I really respect you, man, you know, because not too many people talk the way you do, you know. And he just stands there. I start telling him stuff, and, you know, you could see his, like, jaw dropping because, you know, young people, they just don't understand, you know, the depth of how deep the rabbit hole goes and how fucking corrupt and evil, you know, the people running the world really are. So, you know, I'm saying that's just one, you know, my personal instance of, you know, seeing people that not necessarily, you know, like screaming from the rooftops like we are, but, you know, understand the concept that, you know, when I got into with this kid about, you know, the Rothschilds and the Federal federal income tax and everything is, you know, basically debt slavery. You know, he's just looking at me like, you know, like he knew it, you know what I mean? But he's like, you know, yeah, you're right, you know. And so that was kind of good, you know, for me to see a young person, you know, who's interested. You know, he actually approaches me and asks me questions and stuff. So, you know, it's a younger person that's actually interested in what the hell's going on in the world, which is encouraging. Anyway.
I'll check. Hold on 1 second.
Girl, where were you? I heard I locked you out.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, the
so
thing
in
is
that sense, what I meant to say is, I think, you know, they're forcing themselves into a corner with the risk they're taking with all this stuff, you know, all the conflicts in the Middle East and everything, and people waking up, they're going to have to, you know, take the baseball bat and hit the beehive again, you know, another 9/11, and fuck with the people to distract them.
Mm-hmm.
And scare the shit out of them. So they're crying for government protection again. Just like what happened on 9/11.
You said it good the other day, like people be out of electricity and gas and food and all that, and they'll willfully go to the FEMA camps.
Right.
And
beg for one world government.
Yeah, exactly.
And these people are well aware of that. The elites.
What we need are more people like you,
right.
Honestly, like talking to people, young people,
yep.
Telling them the truth about what's going on. But,
right, and I tell them, you know, go home and, you know, don't believe me. I said, you use your little idiot box you got in your pocket that costs $600 and you only Facebook and YouTube on, and look the shit up that I'm telling you about and prove me wrong. That's what I told them. I said, you don't believe it? Look it up and research it. And prove me wrong and come back to me. And he goes, I will. So, and hopefully, you know, he'll tell his friends. And that's, you know, again, it's grassroots, man. It's, you know, word of mouth. Power to people. Power to people's minds. Can overcome all of this if we all come together and work together to stop these fucking evil maniacs, man.
Let me tell you something about when I was waking up. It was the fact that I knew something, but no one else would tell me about it. And I determined that there is a massive lie. I can, like, the lie, the biggest lie is waking up. That's the biggest lie. 9/11, the biggest lie I came up with because of that.
Yeah. It's like almost being reborn again.
Fucking
know,
right.
When you step out of the fucking, you know, matrix of deception and realize what it actually is, and you're able to, you know, stand outside it for the first time and look at it, you know, and understand, you know, that it's all in your head and they put it there, you know.
Yeah.
And at any time you can stop it, and, you know, with just straight knowledge and truth. That's the beauty of it. It's the greatest weapon we can have against them.
Well, it was the...
To out their lies.
The thing that blew me away was the art and the poetry and the music, the lyrics. They're deep, man. They're deeper than anything you can think of when you're not awake.
Mm-hmm.
And because when you're awake, you recognize the ability to think between the lines and invert the lines and upside down and backwards and sideways and everything. You look at it all. You can see it all. You come in tune and you're like humming along. But then you go up to people and you're like, don't you understand this? Don't you know what I'm talking about? And they're like, you're crazy. Yeah. You know? And you're like, well, okay, fine.
Because
their
minds are still closed.
they're stuck in their own ways and they haven't seen the light, so to speak, and this gives me the indication that up until a few years ago, when the awareness started kicking in a mass scale, because I mean, we can only speak for ourselves, but like, just as an aside, you don't know how many good people there are and how many bad people there are. It's just too hard to know.
Exactly. Right.
So the same applies. And I think that for sure there's a ton of fucking people that are awake. And when the moment comes, when the cycle comes, that's when we'll all hit it, you know? Like, that's when we really will scream from the roof.
No. And I was listening to Ken O'Keefe before. He basically said, the one thing that really is encouraging is the fact that there is a global awakening happening as we speak, and has been happening, you know, since and even before 9/11. In other words, it's the largest expansion of consciousness, you know, this planet has ever seen, and the human species has ever seen. We're in the midst of it right now.
Isn't that
so
fucking amazing, isn't it? Something
in that sense, you know, that's very encouraging. And this is why these people are escalating all their shit, because they know, you know, their time is limited before their game is up. And, you know, I truly believe that's why, you know, sites like Facebook were created, was to kind of, you know, get a finger on the pulse of the people, to understand how many people, you know, roughly are awake and what they're talking about and what they're thinking. And I'm sure, you know, they're data mining through the NSA of, you know, sites like Facebook, you know, must be like fucking turning all their hairs gray, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, analyzing the data and seeing how many people are, you know, fucking cursing them up and down for the scumbag parasitic tyrants that they are. And, you know, they can't hide it. You know, their game is basically up already. Everybody's, like, basically hip to it. Well, the majority of people. You know, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious at this point. You have to be a total freaking idiotic moron to believe anything that comes from these people at this point.
Well, you know, what's funny is I'm immersed in that Sorry. I have to have a little chuckle to myself.
And it's hard. I mean, even people like us, we get caught up in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's emotional based deception. It's, in other words, these stories and stuff and this whole script that's being played out is, you know, been contrived and concocted to, you know, hit your emotional base and make you react. This is their most powerful weapon, is to manipulate, you know, massive amounts of people's emotional base, and to make them gut react without thinking, without, you know, in other words, critically thinking about stuff and analyzing it. They just react. And, you know, this is one of their major weapons, and that needs to be overcome in a big way. Because if they lose that, that's a huge, you know, weapon in their arsenal that they can't use anymore. And that weakens them greatly. Because the basis of their whole bullshit is the manipulation of the common man's, you know, psyche and emotional stability through fear and terror. That's their game. And, you know, a lot of people are awake to it and ain't falling for it anymore. And they're trying hard, you know, and people are just, like, laughing in their faces now. Because, you know, I mean, you know, mass shootings, like, every week now. I mean, give me a break. It's so obvious what they're doing and what they're trying to do. And it's not working. That's why you're getting mass shootings, like, a couple mass shootings a month now. Because nothing's working for them. As soon as, an hour after something happens, there's videos on YouTube calling it bullshit. And, counter-propagandizing their fucking lies with the truth and reality. So in that sense, you know, the game has been up because there's a lot more people awake and you know, immediately calling them on their shit. So, but that could be a double-edged sword at the same time, because that's going to make them eventually turn more violent against the people to, you know, in an attempt to regain control through fear and terror again. This is, you know, over and over, this is what they do. They fear and terrorize people, and you know, into a point of giving up their control of their own lives to these fucking elite scumbags. So my humble opinion, it all comes down to, you know, facing the fear of you know, this artificial fear that's injected into the you know, humanity psyche. You know, it needs to be overcome. Because it's their major weapon. And this is all you can do is watch the news. You know what I mean? It's terrorist this, you know, bombing this, you know, Russia's coming, the Chinese are coming. You know, it's all fucking fear-based. It's all emotional fear-based. People need to recognize this and not fall for it. Because that's how they control you, through your own fears. And people look to these people as, you know, all, you know, these, you know, you're putting your faith and your security and your freedoms and all your rights in the hands of fucking mass murderers. How fucking stupid can you be as a human being?
Yeah, that's right.
You're supposed to never let any of that go to anybody. You're supposed to hold on to that, you know, as much as your health and your life itself. But they got everybody deceived, man. So,
well,
I know I'm rambling, but, you know.
Ramble on.
It's got to be said, you know, in ways that click with people. You know, they're fucking controlling you through fear and terror. Stop falling for it. Stop being a fucking cowardly little idiot. Grow a pair of balls. Stand up to them. Okay. You do that, James. I'll wait here.
Okay. Well, you tell other people the same thing you're telling me, but...
Absolutely. I tell everybody that.
The beauty of it is that we're doing our best, I think.
And, right.
You know, it's our show, and you can talk, too. You know, you can say whatever you want. And,
right.
I don't have
to. I do.
You do, and I let you talk because why interrupt someone who's doing it, you know, like thinking. And I'm a little scatterbrained lately.
Yeah, me too. I've been working hard lately, so yeah. It's hard to me to keep my train of thought, but I try to get it out still. And I'm sorry if I overstep you sometimes. It's not intentional. It's just to get the thought out while I still got it in my front of my brain, you know?
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, when you got a lot on your mind, you want to deliver it and make it clear, and you have to structure
right.
The thing.
Yep.
You don't want to, like, leave off with something and not finish. I understand that. And especially if it's all one part. And so I showed my movie to some people, and they fell asleep.
Yeah.
I think
well, it happens.
And to be asleep. Because it was so brutal. It's really harsh. I shit on everyone in that movie.
Good.
And
not everybody will fall asleep to it. Don't worry, James.
Yeah, 160 people watched in 8 hours.
Awesome.
Pretty good. Yeah.
So you got some coffee drinkers paying attention to you. They stayed up.
Yep.
And watched it.
You can never be sure. Actually, there's a stat on YouTube that shows the average minutes watched. And on 9/11, the biggest lie, it's like 30 minutes or whatever. Someone wrote tonight.
Yeah, but still, in that 30 minutes, they get an earful of good information.
True. And,
so you should concentrate on, you know, like, putting all the poignant information in the beginning of the movies from now on. get all the good stuff in the first half hour.
Artistically speaking, this is the best one. I mean, fuck.
No.
The pictures of the towers and they're inside, outside. They're high res, they're full screen. They look fucking fabulous. And
cool.
They're great 3D and you know, some guy said the first 15 minutes were fucking amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
It's only an hour and 20, so it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the next phase will be, there's a lot more shit I have to put in because it's part of the picture.
Right.
And, in this, I don't throw in all the stuff that talks about, there's a little bit, but it's mostly the extra shit that no one else talks about.
Yeah.
So, but like this fire chief who was in the towers was filmed by Day Brother, and then later on he's in the coffee shop after Tower 2 has come down, and he doesn't have any dust on him. Like, what? Why is that? Why did he walk away and go to the coffee shop?
Because he got the warning, probably.
Probably because he's
him and the Norday brothers.
I sent my firemen to their death. I'll go have a coffee.
Right.
Or whatever.
And wait for my check from the Rothschilds.
That's right.
And fucking Netanyahu. And fucking Israeli Mossad. Probably gave him his own little private island somewhere down in the fucking tropics.
There you go.
For his troubles. With his own private landing strip for his fucking private plane they gave him.
I mean, I don't think it's that far off, buddy.
Neither do I, honestly.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, they print it out of thin air. They can fucking buy anything they want. They can buy anybody they want.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't that, you know, far off to think along those lines, because just think if you had an endless fucking, you know, if you had a machine that just printed $100 bills, what, you know, think of a realm of possibilities you could fucking explore with endless amounts of money, man.
That makes me
wonder
about why would they bother stealing the money from the people? Well, I guess, I don't know. Like, why would it go unaccounted for?
Well, A, it's a control system. B, it's free labor to build. You know, we've basically built their world for them. And you know, there's a clip from a movie like in the 80s that's been going around.
Okay.
Where a guy says, you know, the two men like talking in a restaurant. And he goes, I talked to somebody who was, you know, like an activist. And he said that, you know, he asked me where I was, the guy was from. And he said, New York City. And he goes, oh, New York City, interesting place. And he goes on to describe how basically New York City is the New Age kind of prison, where the prisoners actually build their own prison and police it themselves. You know,
right, right, right.
And maintenance it and everything, which makes a lot of sense, you know, especially, you know.
I want to watch Escape from New York.
But, you know, if you really think about it, it's true in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I drive through New York City every day, so, you know, it's really not that far off, man, because it really is like a prison in a lot of ways.
It's on an island, and...
So, right.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, but what else? I'd encourage people to make videos and memes.
Right. Speak out.
Get out.
Just write. Even type their thoughts.
Yeah, do what John does, like cap letters and fucking. He's motherfuckers.
Right.
I don't know. You know, just let it out.
Yeah, I do. It's a great you know, therapy for me.
Yeah.
But you know, I would encourage people, especially now, with you know events you know escalating, as it were, in the Middle East and stuff, to you know, stay alert, stay informed, try to get good sources of information, pay attention because things you know right. Things are going to escalate. They're already escalating. And it's, you know, I highly doubt that they're going to de-escalate. It's only going to get worse from here, probably. So everybody who hears my voice and our voices, you know, stay informed. Use your brain. Use your common sense.
Do the right thing.
Think with your moral base and understand what the hell's going on and being carried out in all of our names. Because it's all evil.
A bunch of horseshit.
Yep. And try to inform others. Try to, you know, just even casual talk. It helps. It helps, you know, even just plant that seed. Because even if, you know, you make somebody who, you know, believes this shit wholeheartedly, if you even, you know, implant a little bit, a little ounce of doubt, you know, it might compel them to start researching. And then, boom, you know, you got another person woken up. Because all it's a matter of is once you research it, you find out the truth. Truth
you know,
is right there for everybody to find out. All they got to do is, you know, go in that little plastic box and, you know, start typing.
I'll make the comparison of moving. When you're moving your shit from one place to another, I mean, you don't just... You know, stop halfway and park the truck and not move.
Right.
You gotta get the job done.
Yeah, you gotta follow through, man.
So, have courage and have you know, pace yourself, but have energy and strength, and you know, keep going and pushing and pushing and pushing, and make sure that
you get credible sources that you're getting and cross reference to find out if things are true. It's the most important thing. Because there's, you know, a mountain of deceit and propaganda that you have to weed through to get to the truth.
Yeah.
That's the only giant obstacle.
Even if it's to just be aware of what's really going on. I mean, that's,
right.
Like, waking up is on a scale of 1 to 10. Try for a bit of 3 or 4 to start. Like, aim for that and then work your way up. But, like, 3 or 4 is awareness. You know what's going on. You know what's going down. And
right. You're not believing that bullshit as much anymore.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of tips and tricks. Make friends with people on Facebook that are activists, and
right.
Make friends with their friends,
and look at their sources where they're getting their you know information from.
Yeah,
that's how I do it. You know, honestly, that's well, you know I. I put up a lot of stuff, and it's mostly from other people that I, you know, know for, you know, been friends with a long time and know that they have good sources.
But
and you can find people with, you know, a lot of sources that, you know, are coming directly, you know, from these countries and stuff that are being invaded and stuff like that, which is highly important.
Mm-hmm.